Hi everyone, today I wanted to make a video about how to make music for free and how to get started. I wanted to make it simple, so I just want to show you how I did and what I went through. So hopefully you will be able to later on move toward another software if you want. So let's dive in right now. Okay, so let's start with this software called DAW, so DAW for Digital Audio Workstation. The one I use is called Reaper. Let's download Reaper. So you type Reaper on Google and you go to the Reaper website, download Reaper, and select the Reaper for your OS. So I use Windows. Let's download that. So once it's downloaded, you can install Reaper. And once you have installed Reaper, you can open Reaper. So when you open Reaper, you have a window like that. Since I bought Reaper, I don't have any window when I start Reaper, but if you didn't buy Reaper, you will start with a window, and after 5 seconds, you should be able to click on OK. You will have a 30 days of trial, and actually after that 30 days of trial, you will be able to continue using it without paying anything. But since, you know, it's very cheap, software, I decided to buy it, and it's, for me, it's quite convenient and it's really cool. So okay, but for now we have to download another thing. It's called ASIO for All. It's a driver, ASIO for All. So you type ASIO for All in Google and then you go to the websites and you download the latest version. So this is the latest version, I think. You download that and you install that driver. Okay, so then you open Reaper again and in options, preferences, audio device, and then you will have to check for audio system. You will have to choose ASIO, and as ASIO driver you will choose ASIO for All. Then you should be okay. Okay, so at this point, I just wanted to notify you about something. If you want to pay for a piece of hardware, I advise you to buy what we call the Focusrite Home Studio. It's a little red box and it's a external audio card. So this is the Focusrite Home Studio. You have the microphone, you have the headphones, and you also have this piece of hardware. This is what I bought. So if you want to check that, you can check on YouTube. It's quite a good piece of hardware, and this is what I've been advised to buy, actually. All right, so actually with that software called Reaper, you can just start making music. So for example, if you right click on this part, you can put insert virtual instrument on new track. Then you can choose, you can type synth. Actually, if you don't install other VSTs, so VST stands for Virtual Studio Technologies. If you don't install other VSTs, you just have the Real synth. And so the first thing you have to be sure is that you arm track. Track, you won't hear anything. So you arm the track, and you have a MIDI keyboard. Either you can just click on View and Virtual MIDI Keyboard. So then you can start to play notes. And actually you have, you know, the letters for each note. So if I press B or M or J, M, you can play with your keyboard. Or you have another way to compose and to program music by adding a MIDI track. So you can select on top of here, you can select some range of bars you want to compose in item, no, on insert, new MIDI item. Then you see
there's a media item that appeared. You double click on that and you have this window. So this window is kind of a zoom of that MIDI track.
And actually you see this, there is a piano roll over there on the left, and you can play that, or you can place the notes, like you click and you drag actually. And you see that when you drag, you can modify the length of your notes. You can modify the notes. And if you maintain control on your keyboard and you drag your note, you can copy the notes and change the notes. You can make music like that actually if you want, by click and drag, or by copy the notes with the control hold on the keyboard. And that's it. You can make music with, in that way also.
So you know, the way of composing and the way of using the software, I'm going to cover that in another video. So for now, just let's see how we can implement other instruments in the software. So you can make electronic dance music, you can make symphonic music, you can make any type of music you want. So let's check it out.
Okay, so now let's say you want other instrument in your software. And the other instruments are called VSTs. So you have a lot of free VSTs on the internet. Let's check it out. One way to discover what you have is just to type free VSTs download on Google. And actually you have a lot of them. You can just download them and see what you want. Actually, there's few of them I will advise you to download because they are quite good. So let's check it out. The first one is a synth VST. It's called TuneFish. And it's actually good because you can customize a lot of stuff inside. So to download, you go to download and you download the synth. Let's unzip it. Actually, you can put that file when where you want, but what I advise you is to make a specific file for VSTs somewhere you can find easily, and you know that all your VSTs are in there. So for example, me, I just created a VST plugins and I put the files inside that. Once you have chosen a specific folder for your VSTs, you go inside Reaper again, options, preferences, and you go inside plugin VST, and actually in edit path lists you can choose a path and you look for your file with all your VSTs, and then you click rescan and rescan VST path for new plugins. Then okay, so if you want to add that new VST now, you right click on that part, insert virtual instruments, right click insert virtual instrument on new track, and then you will have to choose, so you will have to click on all plugins, and in the filter search you type TuneFish and you have TuneFish. So let's for now just click and drag the VST, and then we have the VST, it's TuneFish. So you can see it's already armed, but I have two track armed, so I'm just going to enable this one, and then you will have it. You can choose. Okay, so you can play around and try different things. Let's move on for now. Okay, so let's start a new project. File new project. I don't want to say that. And let's add a new VST. Let's select TuneFish. So let's imagine you want to compose something very quick, start messing around, start playing around. So, okay, so actually with TuneFish 4, you can start to make some melodies and to make some music and to play around, actually, to mess around with the VST to see what you can do and to get familiar with the software. So let's try to make a new music.
So we can right click on there, insert a VST. Remember to click on all plugins, write TuneFish, and then you click and drag. You have this window.
So you remember you can compose by selecting a time range over there and to insert a new MIDI item. Double click on that and you can program all your notes. Or you can record yourself. So let's delete that. In order to make that bar disappear, you just press escape. To start recording yourself, either you have a MIDI keyboard or you can click on view and virtual MIDI keyboard. So you can click on that button, record, click again on the virtual MIDI keyboard. And then stop. And actually you saw that it recorded what you have composed, actually. So okay, it's obvious that it's easier when you have a keyboard.
So it's easier when you have a keyboard, and if you want to pay for a piece of hardware for cheap, I advise you to buy this keyboard. It's a Akai LPK25. It's quite cheap and actually it's quite convenient to compose without paying, actually. So this one is good.
So one of the easiest way to compose and to make something that sounds good is to select the time range you want, and then you insert a MIDI item, and then you can select the metronome here. And if you click on spacebar, you can hear the metronome playing. So this is a bit of music theory, but you have, for this example, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 bars, spacebar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. One bar is composed of 4 beats. Actually, it depends on the time signature. You can choose here. It says 4-4, so okay, I won't go into detail right now, but you have 4 beats in one bar. First, you select on your TuneFish VST, you can select the sound you want. So, I don't know, let's try the echo bass. If you are satisfied with that sound, you can go with that. You can go with that. Double click. And then let's make something very simple. So actually it's a bass, so let's... You can click on that magnet so it snaps to the grid. Actually, it may be easier to compose with. So you can adjust the volume of your note. In your keyboard, when you press home, you go again at the beginning of your track. So say you can put the note like that. And then if you want to copy, these notes and to make arpeggio, like, you can click on one on these notes, hold shift on your keyboard and click on that note. It will select the 3 notes. Then you hold the control button and you click and drag. You see, I just press space bar. I press space bar to play. Then let's say we want the arpeggio to go further. So select this one, hold shift, select the other one, hold control, and okay. So you see, so for my ear, that note is not right here, so I just click on it and delete. Okay, so this area should be filled with that one. You can copy that, that also. And then let's say we can change the chord, so we can select these three and go down a bit. Let's copy them, delete that one. So you can hear that some of the notes are not on beat, because you see that it's strictly divided and the notes are not starting on the beginning of the time. So you can move the note to the beginning of each time, like. So it's a bit of arrangements. Okay, so you hit the home button on the keyboard and you press spacebar. Now we can hear that every note is on the beat, is on beat. So yes, so that's it. Okay, so let's just copy that. So one thing you can do also is Control D. And when you hit Control D on your keyboard, it will copy all your notes selected to the next bar. So you see, so I just press Control Z and then Control D. So you see. So now I can close that. We have a nice four bar. Click on home button. I can enable the metronome. Okay, so it repeat because I click on toggle repeat, so as soon as it's finished, it goes to the beginning again. Okay, I press escape. Okay, so now let's say you are happy with that chord progression and you want to repeat that. So you see it's a MIDI item, so you can move that around. So the same thing for notes, you can press Control on your keyboard and hold it, and then you can drag and you will have another item. And now let's say you want to compose a melody for that. What you can do is right click here, insert a new VST, you can look for TuneFish, click and drag. You have this window appearing, click on that so you disarm the first track and make sure that the second track is armed. And then, so you see, you can press home button on the keyboard, you can toggle the repeat here. So when the song is finished, it's going again to the beginning. When playing your chord progression, you can see what instrument you like. So let's check it out. Okay, so let's try with that saw instrument. So same thing, you can select the time range, you can make sure you have selected this track, the second one, insert, new MIDI item, double click. If you have two screens, it's better to put that in the other screen, but it doesn't matter if you don't have. Okay, then you can press the home button on your keyboard, press space bar. So let's try to make a small melody for that. Thank you. Okay, so actually the process of composing music is very individual. Like I think that every person has a certain way of composing music. So but I think if you want to start, you can just mess around with the TuneFish 4, in you can on the VST, you can choose a lot of different things. So actually they also have some drums, have the like bass drums. See, it's so you also can make some drum some beats actually, and you can combine all the stuff and play around. Okay, so now let's say, okay, just for the purpose of the video, so I select this time, I press S, so it will split. I can select that part and copy that part. So hold control, click and drag. So let's say you are happy with that music, and then you can, you want to make an MP3 file or WAV file. So you just go to file, render, and then you choose the directory. You can choose whatever you want. Let's say I will put that on desktop, choose a name, test. You can choose the format. So actually the WAV format is it's better, I think it's better, but you can have MP3 formats, and then just render. Then when it's rendered, you can show up in folder, and so you see you have your MP3 file, and then you can just show that and to your friend and to your family. So
that's it. Actually, there's a whole part of the music is that is mixing, and mixing is very another stuff. So we'll talk about it later. And yeah, so I advise you just to go and compose stuff, even if it's not great for you. You don't have to make perfect things. You just have to mess around, play with the software, to play with the notes, and to see if you can. So the first thing actually is to get familiar with the software and to know where each feature is, and you can split item, you can record your thing, you can move notes.
So I hope it was useful for you, and I really recommend you to download any VST you want on the internet and to try to play around, to mess around with notes, and ready to get used to the software, and then you can move to the other step. So I'm going to cover other stuff in the next video, composing video, composing electro dance music, or composing orchestra music, or composing video games music. So I'll see depending on the comments. So if you have an idea, or if you have something you want, just comment below. I'll see what I do depending on that. Okay, so see you next time, and take care.